Trinity, we are hoping that government just employ the youth, that we all get jobs and do, because it's all that we are seeking for 2018.
My resolution has always been the same. It's never changed. It's like the Bible entreats us to love God with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our soul. And that is my main resolution for 2018, to deepen that understanding. And secondly, to love my neighbor as myself.
I think 2017 was somehow okay for me, but just that there were certain things I thought I could have, reached, but unfortunately they all could not work. So probably I think 2018, especially when it comes to my saving attitude, I think I didn't do well, but that is what I'm hoping, that 2018 I'll be able to invest well so that at least I can accomplish some of my targets I wasn't able to complete in 2017.
From the Bonahaf Regional Capital, CNIR reporter Frida Aban reports that people are hopeful that 2018 will bring progress and prosperity to them as they contribute to building a better Ghana.
My hopes are very high. We are hoping that Nana and his cabinet will put things in order so that Ghanaians will benefit. My little knowledge I have in the previous budget, just read by the finance minister, I know jobs are going to be created. So my hopes are the youth will get jobs.
The new budget has covered a lot of projects and prospects. I'm expecting that 2018 will be one of the prosperous years that all Ghanaians will be happy to see.
Our Upper West Regional Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab also reports some residents are expecting the government to speed up work on the Wa-Tumu-Navrongo Road, address problems of schools under trees, and move from talking to action in the fight against corruption.
My expectations for year 2018 from the government, you know, we in Wa, we are somehow deprived. And because we are deprived, most of the roads are non-motorable to the Upper East region. So if the government could fix the Upper West, Upper East stretch of road, it will be good. And then they should fight corruption. It shouldn't be lip say. If they know that A or B is corrupt, they should put the person to jail. The law should take its course. That's what I'm expecting from the government.
My expectations are in Upper West here, our children are still suffering for education because no schools. And they are still stationed under trees. No chairs for them. So I'm pleading for the government to do something about it. And our rules, we still have bad rules in Upper West here.
We are expecting the government this coming 2018, those our brothers that are in the house who are not yet employed, the government to see to it. And then he will try to stabilize the economy so that things will go on well for workers and unemployed youth and those our brothers who are in the market and market women.
A cross-section of Ghanaians on projections and expectations for the year 2018.